AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court says it will hear arguments January 10th on a law that could ban TikTok in the U.S. if the company is not sold. There's a deadline of January 19th to ban TikTok if there is no sale by China-based ByteDance. President-elect Donald Trump had at one time supported a ban. He was asked about it Monday.
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with it.
The case pits free speech rights against the government's stated aims of protecting national security while raising novel issues about social media platforms. A warning for the president-elect from Ontario, Canada's premier, Doug Ford. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
He says Donald Trump's plan to put 25% tariffs on all Canadian products would be a disaster. Mr. Trump has threatened to impose those tariffs if Canada and Mexico don't limit the flow of migrants and fentanyl at the borders. Far fewer of each cross into the U.S. from Canada than from Mexico. Premier Doug Ford says, "We want to sit down and explain to Trump and inform him that we aren't the enemy." Donald Trump responded by trolling Canada, posting on Truth Social, "Many Canadians want Canada to become the 51st state. They would save massively on taxes and military protection. I think it's a great idea," he said. I'm Rita Foley.
The Environmental Protection Agency is granting California authority to ban sales of new gas cars by 2033. It faces reversal by President-elect Trump. The CDC says a person in Louisiana has the first severe illness caused by bird flu in the U.S. The patient had been in contact with sick and dead birds in backyard flocks. Health officials say bird flu is still mainly an animal health issue and the risk to the general public remains low. This is AP News. President Biden is marking the 52nd anniversary of the car crash that killed his first wife and their baby daughter. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Nelia Biden had taken their three kids Christmas tree shopping in Delaware, and a tractor trailer broadsided their car. Just last week, the president remembered getting a call from the local fire department.
Your daughter's dead. And I'm not sure she's not with me.
Nelia and one-year-old Naomi were killed, sons Beau and Hunter badly injured. Then Senator-elect Biden was sworn into office at their bedside. This morning, Hunter joined his dad and First Lady Jill Biden at a private memorial mass before walking into the cemetery where Nelia and Naomi are buried, along with Beau, who died in 2015. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.